Rishus Harav, Parshas Bamidbar, Aliyah Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah. So, again, continuing in this this theme of counts and numbers and names, we now get to the count of the Levium. And some interesting points here, some differences in the count of the Levium. Actually, a couple of different counts depending on their role, but. Starts off talking about, right, yesterday's Aliyah, we mentioned some of the Milos of the Levium, kind of replacing the Bechor. And here we're going to see the count of their families. They're counted as opposed to from the age of 20, they're counted in the sense, in a Levitic census from the age of just a month old. And I mean, there are different ages that a Levium can start working, doing most of the avoda or whatever their jobs are in the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan. But their count of a census of how many there are, as opposed to starting at the age of 20, they start at a month old. Maybe we'll speak about that if we have a time at the end. And then it goes through the three main Levitic families, the three sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Goes through the basic lineage. And then talks about each one has unique roles in throughout the midbar and what they're going to be carrying, and also talks about their right. So, well, for example, Kohath is going to carry the clay mishkan, the menorah, the aron, the mizbechos, and Merari is going to carry the heavy beams and some of the other accessories of the Mishkan, and a lot of the curtains and things like that are going to be taken by Gershon. They're going to be carrying these across. And then it goes through their particular placement. As we mentioned 2 days ago, when we mentioned the Degalim, there were different groups of Levium, four different groups of Levium that surrounded the Mishkan, Gershon, Kohath, Merari, and then Moshe and his family and the Kohanim. So the Midrash actually says, Midrash Tanchuma, Midrash Rabbah, talks about their particular placement. It says that Moshe and Aaron, that was facing the camp of Yehuda and Yisachar and Zvulun, and that's part of why they had such tremendous prowess in Torah, as we mentioned from the Kli Yakar yesterday. There are many milos in their connection to the Torah. Yisachar, of course, in connection to Torah, and Zvulun and Yehuda, as we mentioned yesterday, also because of their placement, right? Because the next to the Mishkan was Moshe and Aaron, and right outside that group of Levi, Moshe and Aaron and their family, was these three, as opposed to Kohath was on the other side, and Kohath was facing Reuven. Reuven, Shimon, and Gad, and we know famously that the whole Korach's rebellion. The Midrash says, "Right, oy lo v'oy l'shcheino, woe is to a person and to his bad neighbor." Right, so Korach was next to Reuven and Shimon and Gad, and that's why you see a lot of people, Dustin Avira in particular, get in trouble and get connected to Korach because of that connection. And then it talks about this redemption of the Levium taking place, like replacing the Bechor at a special status, and this is the redemption of the Bechor, really, in place of the Levium. And the Levium become this, acquire this unique status of an exalted tribe and representatives when it comes to the Avoda in general. So that's basically the summary of the Aliyah. I'll just mention one point which is interesting. It's a question that I had. There's an interesting discussion that comes out of it. So according to Midrash Tanchuma quoted by Rashi, it gives Yocheved as an example of the early count of the Levium, because we know, right, it mentions over here and in Parsha Shemos as well, that Yocheved, she, right, when there are 70 people came down to Mitzrayim, Yaakov's family, so the list only has 69 people. And the 70th person is missing. And the 70th person, according to one opinion in Chazal, is that it's actually Yocheved. Yocheved was born just as they're entering Mitzrayim. She's the 70th person, so she's not mentioned, but she's the 70th person there. So Rashi seems to say that you see over here, look, Yocheved was a Levi, and we count her from birth, right? Just as she was being born. So this is an indication that the Levium aren't counted as 20; they're counted much younger. But the problem is that the Levium, the Torah tells us, count as soon as they are 30, right? Sorry, not 30 days old. So what's going on here? We counted by 30 days old, but Yocheved's not counted then. So I think that there's There's really a lot more you could say on this. I realize we're a little short on time. So there's a difference between Hashem counting and man counting. So Hashem knew that Yocheved would make it. Basically, the 30 days of the Levium is not that they become chashev enough for a count at 30 days, but we can assume that they're going to live, right? That we assume a baby is viable at that point. So once they're 30 days, then we start counting them. We say, okay, this baby is a baby that is expected to live, and we'll count them for a census. However, when Hashem is doing the count, as he did with Yocheved, so then Hashem doesn't have to say, oh, we'll see 30 days, we'll see if she makes it, because Hashem knows, right? So that's an answer I thought of. I actually later saw that in the Gur Aryeh. There's follow-up questions you can ask on it, but I think we'll hold it there for now.